From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice told Pakistan's civil and military leadership that terrorist and militant attacks in Afghanistan have become a key point of regional friction. The head of Islamabad state-run Institute of Strategic Studies, Masood Khan, said securing the mostly porous border with Afghanistan and countering terrorism requires collective efforts.
We know that there are terrorists on this side of the border and there are terrorists on that side. And this is a common enemy, and we're trying to wrestle it down. We're trying to neutralize this enemy, this monster. And it has to be a collective effort of the United States, Afghanistan, and Pakistan.
Senior Pakistani security official told VOA the Sunday discussions between Ms. Rice and Pakistan officials were frank and candid. Pope Francis on Sunday decried the deaths of 71 migrants in an abandoned truck in Austria, calling it an offense against the entire human family. Meanwhile, Hungary said it had arrested a fifth suspect, a Bulgarian, on suspicion of human trafficking in connection with the deaths of the 71 migrants. Three other Bulgarians and an Afghan had already been arrested. European Union ministers plan to meet on September the 14th to deal with the migrant crisis. Nigeria's military has uncovered a major Boko Haram bomb-making factory and arrested two leading members of the militant group. Military spokesman Colonel Sani Kuka Sheka Usman described the discovery as an unprecedented feat, which he said demonstrates the military's determination to defeat Boko Haram. This is VOA News. Health officials in Sierra Leone confirmed Sunday a new death from the Ebola virus less than a week after the last known Ebola patient was released from a hospital. Sierra Leone's chief medical officer said samples from the body of the 67-year-old victim who died recently in a rural area near the Guinea border tested positive for the deadly disease. The country's National Ebola Response Center is tracing people who were in contact with the woman. World Health Organization says more than 11,200 people in Sierra Leone, Guinea, and Liberia have died from Ebola. Iran's Revolutionary Court sentenced two people to 10 years in prison on Sunday for spying, but did not identify the suspects of or their nationalities. A court spokesman said the two spied for the United States and Israel. It's not known if one of those convicted is Iranian-American Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian, who was arrested last year and whose trial on spy charges ended earlier this month. Another U.S. senator declared his support Sunday for the international accord to bar Iran from building a nuclear weapon. Democrat Jeff Merkley from the northwestern state of Oregon became the 31st senator to say he will vote next month in favor of the PAC, moving President Obama closer to a mathematical certainty that the deal will take effect. A big question mark remains on the list of U.S. presidential hopefuls. Will Vice President Joe Biden enter the race on the Democratic side, joining former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Senator Bernie Sanders? The story now from VOA's Michael Bowman.
He has an extensive political resume, vice president for nearly 7 years after 36 years as a U.S. senator. Plain spoken and long-winded, Joe Biden is no stranger to the campaign trail.
We will not go back to the 50s in social policy, to the Cold War in our foreign policy, and to the policies of the last administration on our economic policy.
But Biden isn't saying whether he will mount his third campaign for president. The possibility seemed remote months ago after the death of his son, Beau, and as Hillary Clinton dominated the Democratic field. But with Clinton now mired in controversy over her use of a private email account as Secretary of State, and with Senator Sanders drawing enthusiastic crowds, some political observers see an opening for Biden should Clinton stumble further. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
Election officials in Ukraine have canceled upcoming local polls, start of the two rebel-controlled regions near the Russian border, after determining that authorities cannot guarantee voter or polling place safety.
That's the latest world news from VOA.